Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Cheddar, and joining me every week here in the studio are my sidekicks Desmond Creighton of Prescott Valley Transmission and our resident automotive and motorcycle guru, Ken Freund. How are you two today?
Doing well.
Doing great, thanks.
That's great. Hey, guess who else is here today? We got John Lonis back from AutoWorks.
Oh, no.
there ain't no jerks at AutoWorks, yes, right, John?
You won't find jerks at AutoWorks.
Oh, you won't find them. That's right. Anyhow, I wanted to just do a little housekeeping here. If you missed it last month, we had probably the best show we've had, and we weren't here. Now, that should be no surprise, guys.
That says a whole lot.
I know. It was a ladies' show. They hijacked us, a group of ladies led by Marilyn Mott of the BBB, and she brought in some gals, and they talked about things from a ladies' perspective on how to take care of cars, how to recognize a good repair shop, when should you go get a second opinion, and all that kind of stuff. So mark your calendars, because I got great news for all of you. They're coming back next week. So awesome. On next week's show, we'll have the all-ladies troop back. I'll tell you all about them in a minute, but I also need to give you one more heads up for next week's show. It's going to be aired at 1 o'clock on Saturday, because the Diamondbacks, somehow they preempt our little show. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
The Diamondbacks.
So who?
All teams.
What did they do?
Looks like we got a chance to get into the wild card. We're actually in the race for the wild card. So anyhow, mark your calendars. Tell your friends. Next Saturday at 1 o'clock will be the all-ladies crew back again. The idea was to help. A lot of the gals had been writing in, right, Desmond? And
absolutely.
Asking. And when I say gals, I'm lady listeners, right?
Yes. Yeah, we had, that was probably our number one thing. All of the ladies wanted to know, from a lady's perspective, about automotive reshops and how do they know they're not getting ripped off. And I understand their concerns. And, you know, the ladies, they knocked it out of the park. I'm so excited they're doing it again next week.
You know, the thing is, I got a lot of positive feedback from guys.
Yeah.
You know, I there's something more credible about a woman, I guess, huh?
There is. I guess, you know, we all think about our mothers, and anyway, they're amazing ladies. And all of these ladies are pillars in their industry, every single one of them.
Yeah, let me go through this list here. We've got Marilyn Mott, who's the Community Relations Director for the Better Business Bureau here in Arizona. We have Desmond's wife, Shannon, a definite pillar.
Absolutely.
From Prescott Valley Transmissions. Tammy Gage with O'Reilly Auto Parts, and she's not just with O'Reilly Auto Parts like a counterperson. She's the wholesale representative. Is that right?
Yeah, she's the wholesale manager, and man, she's been doing it. How long, John? How long would you say?
Oh, at least 15 to 20 years that I know of. She's been running the commercial department and running the store, so she knows her parts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you could tell when on the show, she really knew a lot about what's going on. Angel Gomez has agreed to come in. She couldn't make it last time. She's Louie Gomez of Prescott Tire Pros. Then we have Brianna Lonis. You know, what a surprise. John, your wife's stepping up right away.
Yeah, she was surprised too. She's like, uh-oh.
She wasn't easy to talk into it.
We'll have her prepped and we'll have her ready to go next
Good.
Week.
Good. Yeah. And then, again, all the way from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I'll get that out. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Tiffany Sherrato. She's the founder of Amazing Women in Automotive. And that's an organization that they're promoting getting more and more women into the automotive field, not just in sales and administrative, but actually technicians. And I just edited an article that she wrote that's appearing in Gears Magazine in October. And it's about a gal who has become a transmission rebuilder.
Nice. Christina McGee?
No, there was we did one about her, too.
Awesome.
That was a few months back. This one's gal
I tried
is
to hire her.
This gal's name is Tiffany. I can't think of her last. Not Tiffany. I can't remember her name now. I just reviewed the article, too.
Well, John, you have a couple of lady technicians, don't you? I know at least one.
Yes, currently we have Ashley. She's our lube technician, basically does the oil changes. She's been with us for over a year, and she loves the industry and loves the challenge of cars. And she's tough. She puts up with the guys, and they give her any guff, she gives it right back. But she's really progressed over the last year, and on her one-year anniversary, the guys in the shop got together. We all chipped in, ran down to Home Depot, and bought a nice big toolbox. And she
isn't that cool?
She loved that. She
amazing.
Was totally shocked. She
that is really cool.
I've seen some pictures gesture. Of her posing on it, and so she's like, check it out, big time in it.
Well, you know, it really was a good show when they did it last month. A lot of rave reviews. And if you missed it, you don't have to miss it. You can go back to our website. That's drivetimeaz.com. DriveTimeAZ.com, and it's in our podcast, and it's the August 19th show. So you can go back and you can actually listen to that show. Highly encourage you, and I know if you do, that you won't want to miss the one next Saturday. By the way, folks, Drive Time is pre-recorded, and that's why we don't take live calls. I wish we could, but you can still participate, ask questions via email. I'm even going to give you all my phone number. This is my cell phone. Everyone says, Tom, you're stupid to do this. But you know what? I want you to all get involved if you can. And so here is my personal cell phone. It's 480-773-3131. Again, that's 480-773-3131. And feel free to call me with your questions or comments about the show. And if we use one of your questions, you're going to actually, we'll air the question on the show, we'll discuss it, and you'll win a $275 gift card package. And then we also do a song of the week, and we use that as our outro song. We play it at the end of the show, and it needs to be something automotive or motorcycle in nature, and something that there's a funny story that can go along with it, or a sentimental story. And if we use your nominated song, you'll win $275 gift card package as well. And then we always have to give credit where credit's due. The show wouldn't be possible without our sponsors. And guys, I say it every week, it's great to have sponsors that we can endorse, not just promote. What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's a nice one-word answer. John, you're more talkative. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, being a sponsor and this show that we have for the community, it's great. I think this is very informative and letting the community know. And hopefully they start throwing in more questions. We like to challenge, so
Absolutely. Let's
do multiple questions.
Yeah.
We'll make the show longer.
It'd be great if someday we get to have a live show so you can just phone in. But
yeah, like click and
clack. I can't wait.
Yeah, I click and clack. You know, that show was rehearsed, choreographed, or whatever you want to call it. They sure did a good job of making it sound like it was spontaneous, though. But I just want to go through our sponsors real quick because they're sponsors on every show, and they're the ones that make it possible. We've got Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive over in Prescott. We have Auto Works Service and Repair in Prescott Valley with John sitting right here on my right. You see him here on the right?
Here I am.
And to John's right, we have Prescott Valley Transmissions, Desmond.
Thank
you. Five-star cars in Prescott Valley. Bruce isn't here today. Had to be out of town. And then we have the Tropical Smoothie Cafe. I like to say you get juiced up over there. I've really become addicted to their stuff. It's really good. They're right there pretty close, almost a block away from Five-Star Cars. They're on, what's the name of that road?
Florentine.
Florentine and Yavapai. They're just up from Bruce's there at Five-Star Cars in front of the hospital. So anyhow, one last item. Coming up on October 2nd, I'm going to be co-teaching a driver safety program. It's through AARP. These driver safety courses, smart driver courses, are held periodically, and they haven't had one up here in Prescott for over 2 years. And there's some advantages to taking these. A lot of insurance companies will give you a discount if you can show that you've taken a driver safety course in the last 3 years. So take it once, and it's good for 3 years. And we're going to be holding it at the Better Business Bureau offices over on Grove. It's at 213 Grove Avenue. Seating is limited. It's on October 2nd from 8:30 in the morning till 12:30. The registration is ongoing right now. You can phone 623-776-5697. That's 623-776-5697. And my co-teacher, Jeannie Enders, will take your call and get you signed up. Or you can go online, that's probably easier, to aarp.com and just look for the smart or the safe driving courses and find the one in Prescott and sign up. Anyhow, with that all said, we're talking about being at the BBB, and of course that makes me think about happy customers and unhappy customers, the whole mix. And you guys have great reviews. You have great reviews, 5-star reviews from Google and Yelp and all those different places. We're going to go to a commercial break right now. When we come back from the break, you guys, could you think of a couple of reviews that are kind of special to you that you've gotten recently? And let's share those and talk about them.
Sure. No problem.
You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show? And we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. AutoWorks Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out the reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes AutoWorks different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Lonis, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. While the AutoWorks team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have 2 employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on DriveTime. Okay, yeah. So you guys had a chance during the break to look back at a couple of reviews. Desmond, you had to scroll through quite a few. Did you say you have over 200 reviews?
Over 200 five-star Google reviews. Nothing compared to big dog here, John. How many you got there, John?
Currently sitting at 577. We gain about 10 reviews a week.
It's well, you know, outstanding. Transmission shops don't see quite as many people as general repair shops do.
I hope not. I definitely don't want to see him five times a year.
Come on over, John. We'll treat you good.
Anyhow, did you each pick one out you want to talk about?
I picked one out.
All right. Go ahead, Desmond.
It says, well-ran ship at this place. Our F450 clutch gave out, and we were recommended to Prescott Valley Transmissions. They recommended American Towing, who were nice, friendly, and took care of our truck en route to PVT. PVT had our work done in 7 days. Our 99 flatbed feels like a sports car. The clutch is so tight and nice now. Job well done. That was actually a review that I discussed with our team during our weekly meeting. Uh-huh. That truck came in rough. I'll be nice. And it came in pretty bad shape. It's an old work truck, an F450 flatbed work truck, and my guys handled business. I was so proud of them. It might as well have been a Lamborghini the way they treated it. They had fender covers over when they were bleeding the clutch slave cylinders out. Yada yada yada. They had rags or towels over the seat while they were messing in the inside of the car with the shifter and the clutch linkage. Uh-huh. And everything they did, we always use top quality parts. We use Luke clutches. Luke is a factory clutch for Ford. They spent the time, the effort, and they really went above and beyond. And that five-star review just really, it stuck out to me how they did it. Every aspect clicked correctly, and it was an awesome meeting, and to get to congratulate the team on something that it's easy for them to see an old truck and not put the same effort into it. What I'm talking about, John.
What was the company?
To be quite honest with you.
All right. And so
I remember the truck.
Now he used the letters PVT, folks. That's Prescott Valley Transmission, just in case. It's not an acronym for a part. And John, what did you come up with?
Just got one just 59 minutes ago. It was great. It says, AutoWorks treated me very well. I'm from out of state and needed to get work done on my father's vehicle. They quickly slid me into their schedule while I was in town. It was a nice shop to wait in for one of the appointments, and they gave me a ride back to my dad's for the longer one. Friendly, clean, and excellent work. Thank you. So that's what we try to do. We try to treat everybody the same and with the respect, whether they're our locals or they're from out of state. We want to give them a good experience and just treat them like we want to be treated, you know, whether we're just passing through or whatever. And she still gets her nationwide warranty, 3-year, 36,000 miles. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, customers and their feedback that we really appreciate. It just helps us get better. And a couple shows ago, whenever I read a couple other reviews that kind of were five stars but told me about the smoking smell, well, we now have a policy, and we have some new freshener called Poofed. And it's kind of nice. It actually is a nice non-fragrant thing, and I actually have a can for my truck because I am a smoker, and so if I ever, you know, have my wife with me in my truck, then now my car smells a little fresher. So these reviews are great. They're important to us, and they're important to everybody in the community because they see how we respond and what action we take. So
you know, and it's too bad there's not a way to let travelers know that there's a good place to go, because most of them, frankly, they end up in a place to get their heads ripped off. Yep. Because they're travelers, right? They don't end up at a good shop like you.
Right. So it's very nice. It's good to keep you clean in the community, because whoever they're coming to visit, if they do have an issue with their car from out of state, it's, heck, hey, where do you take your car?
Right.
And it's nice that we're in the community doing all kinds of stuff, just like Louis from Tire Pros does. We're out there doing everything that we can to portray and give that good image and be that good image for the community and for customers of all sorts, because word of mouth in a small town gets around.
Absolutely. I had a customer, I think it was on Monday, called me. A lady called me and she's like, do you do alternators? And I was like, not really. What's going on? And she was a broke down traveler. And I was like, you know, and I called you on your cell phone and get her in. We'll squeeze her in. We'll take care of it. You know, that we hope that the people find us. I feel sad for the ones that don't. But the reviews, and I did get a review similar to that one about the smoking. We had a review with the lady. We had an issue, and she gave us a 5-star glowing review, but it was also a very good learning experience for me and my team. And, I mean, well, we go over our reviews weekly.
That smell sticks to your body and your clothes.
Yep.
Not, it isn't that anyone smoked in her car. Nobody would do that.
No.
But you kind of drag it in. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a listener question of the week this week that I think is going to lend itself to the conversation, especially since you were talking about the 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, John.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll go to the listener question of the week. The listener question of the week contest is something that you have to actively pursue with us. You can go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, fill out a form, and just insert the question. If we need more information, I'll exchange a few emails with you, and we'll get it all nailed down so the question is phrased well so we understand it. Or you can call me, and I'm going to give that phone number again, 480-773-3131. I'm Tom. And just ask for me, and we'll take it all down verbally if that's easier for you. That's all you have to do to enter, though. So congratulations, though, to this week's winner. They get a $275 gift card package from our sponsors. And one of the friends of the show is Tropical Smoothie Cafe, located over on Florentine Road in front of Dignity Health in Prescott Valley. My wife has a favorite there. It's the Mango Monsoon. And they also serve great sandwiches, flatbreads, and wraps. So give them a try, and you're going to get a gift card over there at Tropical Smoothie Cafe in that package. So this week's winner is Pearl. And we do get a lot of questions about tips on buying used cars and stuff. And I actually thought this would be a good one to ask when Bruce is on. But because we all deal with warranties, guys, and extended warranties, I thought maybe let's go ahead and do it today. So here's your question. I recently purchased a 2021 Toyota with about 20,000 miles on it. Do I also get the unused part of the original 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty? So that's part of her question. Then we'll get into the second part in a minute. So what are your thoughts, guys?
I believe so.
You should, but the manufacturer's warranty also starts from the date that it was first licensed or tagged. So that's something that you need to check into on your warranty. Being that it's a 2021 and 20,000 miles, you would definitely expect that it's covered. But as you know, vehicles come out before the model year. So this vehicle may have actually been finally put into service in December of 2020. And so you still have some time left to December of 23. So the date of first in service is where manufacturer's warranty actually starts.
Yep. Okay.
But yes, always take advantage of the manufacturer's original warranty first.
Right. So the time limit, it doesn't matter which expires first, the mileage or the time. Once it's passed, it's over.
Correct. Yep. The manufacturers are extremely strict.
You know, there is another exception to that. And again, you'll need to check the history of the vehicle. But if it was a salvage vehicle, a salvage title, that warranty goes away.
Yep.
Or if it was covered under the Lemon Law, that goes away. And that's a disclosure that you should have been given when you bought it, if either of those are the case. But it's worth checking because you could actually lose the warranty on either of those events. Ken, you had something you uncovered, too, about the emissions warranty.
Yeah, and just one short note on the salvage title. Arizona law requires that the seller disclose before sale that the vehicle has a salvage title. That you don't just aren't allowed to just shut up about it, and maybe you notice it later on.
You know, I agree with you. They're required to do it, but
yeah,
it can. You know, you're going through a lot of paperwork when you're buying something, right?
Absolutely.
And they might just shove it there and slide it by. And I'm not saying anyone did it on purpose. It's just like it was just part of the minutia of paperwork, right?
Yeah, and to protect yourself as a buyer, you should always pick up that document, the title, and look at it carefully on both sides, every single entry, the mileage, the serial number, and it'll be stamped salvage if it is a salvage. So it's your responsibility to do that. John?
Ken, does that disclosure also apply to private individuals? Because that was something I was shocked about, is I bought a car, didn't realize it, and then once they handed me the title, it was salvage. I was like, oh, great.
That happened to me, too. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. What I read was the law doesn't specify. It just says the seller is required.
Hmm.
So
my little Mini Cooper, I didn't know it. I didn't even think about it. Bought it.
And it does definitely affect the resale value.
Oh,
and remember when we had Jacqueline Smith. What was her name?
From the insurance company.
The insurance gal. I can't think of her first name. I'm embarrassed. Anyhow, she was on and she said that salvage and lemon law title is hard to insure, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a little tidbit that most people don't know about. There's a federal emissions warranty, and the basic performance warranty, it covers for 2 years or 24,000 miles, and it still applies today. And if it fails, for example, if it fails a state emission test or anything like that. Nowadays, though, virtually all the automakers have at least a 3-year, 36,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. So any failed emission parts would be covered by that. But that's only half the equation. The other is a design and defects warranty, which is by far the more important of the two. It lasts for 8 years or 80,000 miles, and it covers three specific major expensive parts, catalytic converters, engine control units, and onboard diagnostic modules. These are the only parts listed in the Clean Air Act wording. However, automakers have voluntarily added a few parts. Honda, for example, lists the transmission control module, while BMW includes that plus the braking system module, or ABS. Since every automaker's policies are different, I'd recommend that you review the manufacturer's warranty coverage that applies to your car and model year. Also, hybrid, plug-in, and electric vehicles generally have an 8-year, 100,000-mile warranty for their batteries and associated electronic modules, but this is not related to the federal emissions warranty.
Hmm. You know how on the bottom of written warranties, it always has that thing at the bottom that says that there's implied warranties and other warranties that vary from state to state, and you may have rights in your state that aren't a part of the warranty. That I forget the whole wording of the disclaimer is. But I've been doing a lot of research on warranties, and one of the things is that there's a 4-year time limit for discovering defects. So you could actually bring a claim for up to 4 years under the implied warranty of merchantability.
Yeah.
Yep.
One more thing is that California and about 14 states that use the California emission systems have a higher level of emissions coverage, which unfortunately doesn't apply here in Arizona.
Okay.
Good. California rules. Keep it in California.
Right. All right. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll come back for part two of this question of the week. You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is? Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem. And when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later. But here I am, and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Okay, so picking up where we left off about warranties on a car that was purchased used, we've concluded that there is residual warranty based from the manufacturer. But she went on, Pearl went on and asked, what do you think of these aftermarket extended warranties? And of course, we're all seeing and hearing the ads on the radio and TV for, I won't name the company, but different. There are companies out there advertising them. And there's, like anything else, there's good and there's bad. But what have your experiences been with them, guys?
I'll start off. So some of them have been amazing. They, we prove the failure, and the warranty companies pay for it. They don't quabble. We've had some that send adjusters out to inspect them. We've had some that were just nightmares to deal with, looking for every possible reason to get out of it. So I would recommend do your homework, check the reviews of the warranty company that you're thinking about buying. There are many, many, many warranty companies, so you have a big selection to choose from. Do your homework, but do they save customers thousands? Absolutely. At least they do in my shop. John?
Yeah, extended warranties, there's plenty of them out there. There's a ton of them out there, different options and stuff. We actually have customers that will give us a call. We kind of recommend to our customer, don't get the extended warranty when you buy your brand new vehicle, because the first 3 years of this extended warranty, you're losing. It's going to be covered under the manufacturer's warranty. So when you're about two-thirds of the way through your manufacturer's warranty, then start shopping for the extended warranty package that you want to buy. And if you have a favorite mechanic shop that you go to for all your service, give them a call. I've got several customers that will call us. Hey, I'm looking at extended warranty. What do you guys recommend? Because we've experienced the extended warranty companies, and we can tell you, oh, no, this one's not going to cover gaskets. This one doesn't cover fluids. This one's great. So if you have your favorite repair facility, ask their service writer, ask the owner. You know, what do you kind of recommend, and who's a good extended warranty? It's a referral business. Just like we're out there trying to get referrals for our business, we also refer the extended warranties. So there's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. I would say both of you guys, that was perfect, what you said. One more thing for Pearl is that with a 20,000-mile Toyota pickup, you've got about a – they don't really start having problems till about 200,000 miles. If you just drive them respectfully and you don't beat the snot out of them, and if you just maintain them and change the oil and basic things, they don't really start failing until over 200,000.
Well, the electronics on the cars, though, are – a little different story, right?
Yeah, but those Toyota
still,
pickups
still better.
Are,
I still wouldn't take a chance with an $89,000 transmission.
Yeah, there's that. Like if it was a stick shift, the only thing really going to go wrong is a clutch.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you all some coaching. Or did you have something else you needed to say?
Nope.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this coaching comes from having spent a long time studying warranties. I used to own a warranty company, in fact, an extended warranty company. And there's two sections that you want to study and go over with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay.
The first, and I'm sure you guys will agree, the first is, what do you do in the event of a breakdown or a potential claim? What do you do? What steps do you take? Let me tell you, read that and follow it to a T. Dot your I's, cross your T's. Because if you deviate from what they say you need to do, they could deny the claim. And one of those things might be if a check engine light comes on and you don't seek immediate care, they could say you drove it with a known problem. That's one of their big things.
They drove a small one into a big one?
Drove a little problem to a big one, yes. I've heard that on your commercials, I think, Desmond. The second area you want to go to is called exclusions. These are all of the things they're going to use to try to get out of paying. And believe me, I'm looking at one right now for a client back east in Pennsylvania. Exclusions take up a page and a half, a whole page and a half of the legal part of this agreement. and they list all the things that aren't covered, and as you read it, you're going, what's left? Yeah. What's left? There's not much left. And then the amazing thing, we were talking about this before the show, they actually require a person to have what's called a technical service bulletin taken care of. Technical service bulletins, folks, are internal documents that manufacturers produce to distribute amongst their dealerships for their technical departments, for their technicians. In the event a car comes in with a specific problem, here's a technical service bulletin on how to fix it. It's not like a recall. It's not like something they send you out a notice and say, here's this TSB, technical service bulletin, that you need to go get taken care of. You may never need to have that dealt with. It's just instructions on how to deal with it if it comes up.
Yep.
They denied this person's claim on a transmission because there were what they call outstanding technical service bulletins on that transmission.
Wow. Even if they don't apply, right? Yeah.
And they didn't apply.
Yeah.
They didn't apply.
That's right. Criminal.
Yep. So, Pearl, thank you for your question. I think we've had a great conversation around it. I hope that helps you. By the way, folks, feel free. I gave you my number. Feel free to call if you want some coaching on how to select an extended warranty company. I'll be happy to help you with that. I think it's time for us to take another break, isn't it, Greg? All right. He's nodding his head there. So we'll go ahead and go to a break. We'll come back and join where we left off last week with Ken on his trek across Russia. I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about Five-Star Cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five-Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five-Star Cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five-Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five-Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five-Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five-Star Cars logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. If you're old enough to remember the TV show You Bet Your Life, tell them Groucho sent you. If not, tell them Drive Time sent you. So, Ken, thank you so much for being patient and being willing to come back this week and pick up where we left off. And I remember where we left off, and you've told me off the air that that may have pretty much been the end of it, but you were talking about some of the mechanical problems you guys encountered. Before we get into that, though, you know what? Give a quick recap of what this was all about. You did a trek across Russia and Siberia on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Through nine time zones.
Yeah.
How many people and what was the reason?
Well, it goes all the way back to my childhood where I was always interested in what was over behind the next hill. And it just was a part of that that got out of hand. I've done a lot of major transcontinental trips, including crossing the Sahara Desert to Timbuktu and going to this tip of South America, stuff like that. But anyway, I had this opportunity and a pretty good price and a great – it was a small group. It turned out it was only three paying customers for this tour across Russia. And it was a young fellow starting out. He wasn't charging too much. It was the first time he had done it. And there were a lot of question marks. There wasn't any, you know, history of it. And so it was kind of an act of faith. I went to I flew into Moscow, and he met me in his personal car, and he spoke English very well. And a nice guy, Alexander Nikonov, and Russ Moto was the name of the company. And he's still doing it, even though the people aren't Westerners aren't going there so much. And that brings up another thing. I'm really glad that I went when I did in 2017 because things, obviously, with the Ukrainian war have really deteriorated our relations with Russia. But I, when I went, I had no problems. I had to get a visa. But other than that, nobody gave me any grief. They didn't, like, search, tear my luggage apart or anything like that. It was like going to another European country. And everyone was kind of respectful of us. There was one guy from Canada, one from South Africa, all spoke English. And we did this tour. We started out from Moscow. We had a big opening ceremony in Red Square with all the fancy towers and everything like that. And then we started on our way, and we rode across all the way to about roughly 7,500 miles to Vladivostok, which is all the way across Russia to the Pacific Ocean, and that's the Western Fleet location for the Russian Navy. So we followed the basic route of the Trans-Siberian Highway, and it also parallels the Trans-Siberian Railroad. So several times a day we'd either cross have a railroad crossing or of the Trans-Siberian, we'd see the trains go zipping by, or they'd be alongside of us as we drove along. Most of it's a two-lane highway. In some of the cities it was four-lane or even six-lane, but it just went on and on and on. And so where I left off last time, I talked briefly about the some of the mechanical problems we had. We had a major puncture, and we had to go a long ways to get it fixed and bring the tire back. And then we had we helped a guy from Japan with a major wheel bearing failure where the front wheel bearing was just about to dust.
Now he wasn't in your group though.
No, we saw him broke down on the side of the road, and it's out in Siberia. It's like it's kind of like the lifeboat rule. If you're on a ship and you see a guy in a lifeboat, you stop.
Okay.
Because
makes sense.
Yeah, anybody coming along, you stop, and because you could be the guy.
Do the truck drivers stop too?
The truck drivers didn't stop, but as bikers, we have a code, and so we're going the opposite direction. But we turned around and went back to him. And he didn't speak any Russian, but he spoke a little broken English, and he showed me the wheel bearing, which was almost worn through the races. It had gone so far, and it was going to go into the hub. So
it had to have been affecting the rideability of the bike.
Oh, the front wheel was just wobbling back and forth, and he finally stopped. But so we got help for him. We loaded him on a passing truck, flagged down a truck, put him on a truck, followed him for hundreds of miles, found him wheel bearings, and he went on his way and around the world. And we had another fellow, and our group had a wheel bearing failure, but it wasn't as bad. We caught it early, and we were able to ride on it until we were able to find a wheel bearing.
Okay, so any accidents or injuries along the way?
So that was kind of an amazing thing, is because I've been on a lot of these tours, and usually somebody goes down somehow. I was probably the closest one to crashing. I was on a curve, like a kind of a blind curve, and there were a lot. Most of the traffic out there in the hinterland there is trucks. And there was a double semi coming at me, and right in the middle of the curb, another truck pulled into my lane head on at me and tried to pass the other truck in a blind corner. And I was doing about 75 or 80 miles an hour, and I had to go off the road into the ditch.
Wow.
To save myself. I had about 1 second to make the decision.
You would have been a bug on the windshield.
Oh, yeah. And I jammed my brakes on, lost as much speed as I could, and went off. There was just a little bit of a dirt, loose shoulder, and then I went into the drainage ditch. And I bounced along in the drainage ditch. Thank God there weren't any rocks or anything.
Uh-huh.
And I managed to gather it up and ride back up onto the road and keep going.
No kidding. Wow. No damage to the bike either.
No, no.
Amazing.
Yeah, I stopped and checked my underwear and checked the checked the wheels and tires and stuff to see if there were any bent rims and everything. And there was no damage. So I just kind of gathered myself, my wits, and rode on.
Did you have any times that you ended up having to rest longer than you expected because you were just worn out or someone got sick or you got bed sores on your butt? Or
actually, a little bit. We had a couple times where we had to stop where a guy would get so-called Montezuma's revenge or something like that. We ate in some pretty sketchy truck stops and stuff. Out in Siberia, the villages were like, let's say roughly, they're not exact, but roughly 200 miles apart. So we would roll into these places, and they would have like a little cafe. You know, visualize a truck stop in Alaska, a cafe, a little gas station. They only sold regular gas and diesel fuel, nothing else, and no premium or anything. And then they would have like a little truck stop motel with little compartments that you slept in.
Were they like pods or bigger than a pod?
I guess they were kind of like pods. They're like probably a small jail cell. Okay. Not that I would know, but
well, I would, and I don't think the food's that bad in prison either.
Yeah, well, it was kind of cool because it was like these big, burly Russian women, and they would serve this. There was a lot of places with no choice. It was like a soup kitchen, and you bought a bowl, you paid for a bowl, and then you walked over, and they would take a big ladle and slop it in there. It was like beef stew or something like
that. Was it all you can eat?
Yeah.
All you can eat for a dollar,
for
and one bowl is all you could stand to eat for a dollar, right?
Yeah, it was like, you know, 20 rubles or whatever it was. But anyway, they'd put that in there, and then you'd buy a drink at the cashier there. You pay extra for a drink. You sit down, you eat that, and you get back on the road. And we rode sometimes. We were covering a lot of distance. When you get behind, you get a flat tire, we lost like 8 hours. You have to make that up somehow, so you ride longer. So we'd start at sunrise, and it was up there. It would get dark at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night because it was so far north.
So you're getting close to 20 hours of daylight.
So we would ride from like maybe 5 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night. And
how long did that trip take you?
It took a month.
Wow.
It's kind of like going from Key West, Florida to Anchorage, Alaska, and then turning around and come back.
It's a round trip. I mean, you didn't ride round trip.
But no, but it would be kind
the equivalent of a round
trip. Rough equivalent of going from Key West to Fairbanks and coming back.
Well, when you told me 9 time zones, that's what spoke to me on distance.
Yeah. And, so we rode, all day long. We'd stop, and we'd also stop if there were some kind of a highlight or a historic thing, there were these old villages and stuff, restored villages. We go to anything that was worth visiting, tourist things. There's not a lot, but there were. We went to Lake Baikal, which is the largest, deepest freshwater lake in the world. I took a boat out on Baikal.
Largest or deepest?
Deepest, I think. It's actually, deepest? Yeah, I think, yeah, it's just, I probably got that wrong. Probably
John, are you a rider?
No, I try to keep on 4 wheels. You know, 2 wheels, I don't have the balance for the 2 wheels.
I haven't ridden since back in the 70s when I was in the service. I just cannot imagine riding that far nonstop.
No. Well, I just can't imagine that he took a month to go 7,500 miles. That's a lot of lollygagging.
Yeah. Well, we did stop in a lot of these towns like Novosibirsk and stuff. We went to see all these historic things. So it all takes time. And we hit like detours. There were places where the road was washed out. We had to go way the hell out of the way. And there were places where the water was up to the gas tank. We were riding through these places where it was heavy rain. We had heavy rains and fog. and in places it was some places the engine was underwater. Some places it went up almost to the gas tank,
and kept running.
Yeah, huh. And so there were you lose time on all that stuff.
So do you think the United States has better roads and they just don't have the infrastructure to keep the drainage off, or is that just normal typical highways over there?
Well, there's kind of like basically two kinds of Russia. There's the modern Russia and there's the old Russia. And the big cities like St. Petersburg and Moscow are like the modern Russia. They're like Europe. And you have good roads and people are driving Porsches and they're driving Ferraris and stuff like that, all these oligarchs and everything. And as you go further and further east, it becomes more farm-oriented, more primitive. We went to the Russian Ural motorcycle factory and got a tour and rode those things. So there were delays. We went to the Kalashnikov factory, and I got to shoot the Kalashnikov rifles. They had a range down in the basement, and I had the highest score of the day. They called me Amerikonsky Sniper, and they gave me a little award. And anyway, so then we went on. But the roads in Siberia, there's less and less traffic. You're so distant that most of the stuff goes on the train, and the highway is kind of an afterthought, where they use ships to bring the stuff around, the big stuff. But there were a lot of dirt roads. There were a lot of things under construction. Like you would kind of, it's more like Alaska than anything else. So you visualize it, low population density, long distance between places, heavy, bad weather, frost heaves, the roads break up and stuff like that. So
I would be nervous in a communist country, being an American. And I know you said you did it in 2017, but still being in a communist country, that would have made me nervous.
Well, you wouldn't want to do it now in the current world, state of the world.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do it. I probably wouldn't do it now. But back then, the relations were better. It was really funny because we would stop at a restaurant or something like that, a little along the highway, and people would gather. We'd come out, and they were all gathered around our bikes because they were like the ones on Long Way Round. And they would say, "Long Way Round, Long Way Round." And they would ask us for our signatures. So all these people are taking pictures with us and getting signatures. It was really
cool. Wow.
So it was positive. It wasn't negative.
So you were a celebrity there just like you are here.
No, here I'm the most famous guy nobody ever heard of.
Well, Ken, that's a great story. I know you got so many more. I've known you long enough to know there's so many. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to the Car Show Lowdown, which features you again, Ken.
Okay.
At Prescott Valley Transmissions, our customers are our best salespeople. Prospector Paul W. says,
"I was referred by my mechanic for transmission work. He said they're the best in the area with an honest reputation. He was spot on. They fixed my transmission leak, were professional, and nice people. I sent my daughter there with her Cadillac Escalade that a shop in Prescott tried and failed to fix 5 times. Prescott Valley Transmissions fixed it right the first time and took good care of her. I highly recommend them."
Willis Sedan Service had this to say.
"The transmission in one of our limos died on the highway, so we had it towed into Prescott Valley Transmissions. Within the same week, they flawlessly rebuilt it for a fair price and got it back into service for us. I plan on having all my vehicles serviced there and will definitely recommend them to everyone I know. Thank you again for taking care of us."
Call Prescott Valley Transmissions, your hassle-free zone for car repairs. 928-759-8870.
Well, Ken, we all know that you're into cars and motorcycles. Of course, just based on that story, you have a lot more. You've ridden across the country, across 6 of the 7 continents, I shouldn't say across the country, but across 6 of the 7 continents. But I know you're a car show guru. You love car shows. So give us the lowdown. What's going on with car and motorcycle shows this weekend?
Yeah, it can be an expensive affliction. So every Saturday, there's 7 a.m. to about 9, there's Cars and Coffee at Outlaw Donuts, 414 West Goodwin Street in Prescott. And there's also a newer one the same time, Saturday 7 to 9, at Bosad Donuts by Viewpoint and 89A in Prescott Valley in the little shopping center on the north side of the road. Coming up Saturday the 23rd, it'll be the fourth Saturday, Prescott Cars and Coffee at Gateway Mall. That's up by Third Shot Coffee from about 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Also on September 23rd, all morning, there'll be a National Corvette Show. It's an all-Corvette show at Courthouse Square in downtown Prescott. That's an annual show, and it's really worth it. There's also a bike and ATV night at Founding Fathers every Wednesday from 5 to 8 at 218 North Granite Street, Prescott. On the third Thursday in Prescott, there's the cruise-in with the Prescott Antique Automobile Club. It ends in October, so you better get there soon. It's at the Sprout Shopping Center. And the last car show of the year at Sally B's is going to be the 12th annual car show on Friday, September 16th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Safeway Shopping Center. And another one coming up is the Jim Holloman Memorial Show, October 1st from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Gateway Mall by Dillard's in Prescott.
Okay, well, thanks, Ken. And also, next week, none of us guys are going to be here, including Ken. So if you want to get more information on car shows and motorcycle rides and events, go to our website. That's drivetimeaz.com and click under Ken's pictures. Under his picture, there's links to those types of events. So, we got some music ramping up again, and that's for our Drive Time Song of the Week contest. And again, just like anything else, all you have to do is go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, and enter by giving us your favorite song, car song, or motorcycle song with a funny story to go along with it or a sentimental story. And congratulations, by the way, this week's winner gets another $275 gift card package. And that includes a Tropical Smoothie Cafe treat over there on Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. I happen to like their peanut butter cup smoothie, and they got great nutritious goodies and wraps. And just give them a try. Tell them Drive Time sent you. So this week's winner is Jacqueline. It's spelled different, but Jacqueline. And congratulations, Jacqueline. You apparently are a trivia fan as well, car song trivia fan. She says, a lot of people don't know this, but Rocket 88 is considered to be the first rock and roll song. And it's for sure the first rock and roll car song. And I did some research on it, and Jacqueline, you're right. Rocket 88 was written and recorded by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. And they were actually Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm. And it was done in 1951. Ike Turner of the Ike and Tina Turner review. And the Oldsmobile Rocket 88 happened to be the fastest production car of its time. So anyhow, here's the song, and thanks for sending it in, Jacqueline.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! step in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Tune in again next week for our popular ladies show. It's hosted by Marilyn Mott of the BBB. And be sure to tell your friends. And remember, next week's show will be at 1 o'clock after the Diamondbacks game. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, to enter our contests, connect with our sponsors, and listen to previous shows, and send in your questions and comments. So until next week, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.